Today's shiur begins at the top of Daf Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph, Maseches Bofa Basra. We're continuing in the spirit of claims, protesters, and counterclaims. Ze Omer Shel Avoisai Ve'achalte Shnei Chazoka Ve'ze Omer Shel Avoisai. So one claims, this field belonged to my fathers, and I've been here for the years of Chazoka. And the other gentleman counterclaims, oh, this field was my father's. Hai Aisi Sadi da Vosehi, to Hai Aisi Sadi to Ochle, to Ochlo Shnei Chazoka. So the fellow who claims that it was his father's brings witnesses to that effect. The fellow who claimed that it was his father's and he was there for years of Chazoka, so he brings witnesses that indicate he was there for years of Chazoka. Omar Rabo, Ma lo l'shakir. The fellow who claimed that it was his father's, why should he lie? E boy, Omale, if he wanted to, he could have said, Minoch Zavinta, Vachalte Shnei Chazoka. He could have said, I bought it from you, and I have consumed it for the years of Chazoka. Let us take a look at the Rashbam on the second line. Omar Rabba, ma lo l'shakir, lo zeh ha-machzik, b'mai d'toyen d'shel avoysov v'yor shomehem. There's a fellow that is holding the land, claims that it was his father's, and inherited from them. If he wanted to, Iboy Omar, if he wanted to, he could have said that I bought it from you and I've been here for years of Chazoka. V'hilkoch, b'hai migu mehem ninun lei. With this migu, meaning the potential that he could have offered a stronger taina, we believe him with what he is saying now. Omar le Abaye. Abaye was a Talmud of Rabba, and he raises a question. He says, Ma li l'shakir v'mokoyim edim loy amrinon. To explain this, we'll take a look at the Rashbam. Fourth line from the top. Omar le Talmido Abaye. Ma li l'shakir, klomar, al yedei hai migu Demali l'shaker lo yizke b'karka. Through this potential better claim, he's still not going to win. Why? Share edim makhishim es dvorov. He had claimed that it was his forefathers, and that he used it for years of Chazoka. Now, his claim that it had been his forefathers was in effect countered by the other fellow bringing witnesses that it was his father's. Sharei edim makrishim es dvorov. Sheoimrim deshel avoisov deidochi. Vegam hachazoka eino klum. Sharei ein imo taino. Fine, he brought witnesses that he was there for the years of Chazoka, but there's no accompanying taina, ki im tainas sheker. He's saying it was my father's, I inherited it from them, and I have years of Chazoka. He brings witnesses that he was there for years of Chazoka, but with regard to his claim that it was his father's, on the other side of the equation, there are witnesses claiming it's the other guy's father's. So he loses on the father score. And the chazoka score, it's a chazoka she'ini motaina. It's just chazoka we know is not worth anything. And the Rashbam points out, v'alocha ki abaye, shari rabba moidelo ki demuchuk v'yozil. We're going to be accepting Abaye because Rabba himself seems to acknowledge Abaye's point. Continuing in the Gemara. Hadar Omar Leh. The gentleman who seemed to have lost, the fellow who had witnesses only to his chazoka, and made this spurious claim that it was his father's, he then taines again, Hadar Omarle, he taines again, and says, in davosoch he, it really was your father's, v'zavanto minayhu, and I bought it from them, I bought it from your father's, v'hai di amri loch davosi, and that which I originally said it was my father's, tesomichli alo kida avosi, I was reliant upon it, I was certain about the land as if it had belonged to my fathers. What do we see here? We see here an example of someone making an original claim and then making a second claim. And the second claim is sort of counters the original claim, but at the same time tries to explain the original claim. Is this acceptable? Is this legitimate? Does he have any chance of winning? The Gemara goes on. Toyein v'choizer v'toyein, oi, ein toyein v'choizer v'toyein. Is he able to make a taina and then make a new taina? Or once you made your taina, once you made your claim, you can't then redefine your claims, make new claims. Ula disagrees with Nahardoi on the next line. Two names have been featured in this discussion by being circled. Ula Omar Toyein v'choizer v'toyein. He's able to make this second claim. Nardoi Amri Einoi Toyein v'choizer v'toyein. He's not allowed to do that. Let's take a look at the Rashbam. Ula Omar Toyein v'choizer v'toyein. Toyein v'beisdin ma shehu roitze. He claims in Basin whatever he wants to claim. The Choyzer Acharei came with Toyin Dvorim Achirim. And then he makes a new claim, saying something else. Letaretz Dvorim Orishoinim. To try to straighten out the original claim. Afalpi Shemakhisham Ktsas. Bozeh Shechozar V'toan. Even though the second claim is somewhat contradicting the first claim. Shechozar v'toan hai di'omar al-de'avosi, when his second claim tries to explain what he originally said, that which I said was my father's, de'somich aleiket avosi. So that's what the Rashbam refers to as makhisham ktsas. Let us take a look at the note we have on the side. Even though we've read a little bit into the Gemara itself, we will benefit by looking at the topic heading and some of the marking explanation. As you will see, there are markings that appear now, and we'll want to know what are they doing. So the topic on the outside of your margin, Nose, Hatoyin, Choyzer v'toyin oiloi. One who makes a claim, can he make a second claim? Hatoyin shelavosai, v'hipsi. He claimed originally it was my father's, and we said he lost on that taina. He would have lost on that taina alone. V'achar kach toan shel avosecha, v'konisi oisei mehem, that it really belonged to your fathers, but I bought it from them. V'haydi amarti nishal avosai, and that which I claimed it was my father's, I really meant to say, d'samach li Allah ki'ilu shel avosai. I meant to say that I was reliant upon the land as if I inherited it from them. Ha'im hu yochol lachzer v'lito in kach oiloi, can he make that second claim or not? And then we have a mivneh explanation. Notice we already saw a double underline with dots in it. We're going to see that again. Dugmois shel tainos shnios. They're examples of second tainos. The diamonds that we see on the page, there's diamond number one, shonui b'machlokes. We will find, as we did, Ula versus Nardoi. Nardoi, who was the second circled name, the Gemara had said, Nardoi Amri Eino Toein v'chozer v'toein. So the first case was subject of controversy. The second diamond will present a case and a re-taina, a second taina that everyone will agree is effective. The additional geometric form that we see, umoide, we'll see that Abaye concedes a particular point and later Nahardoi conceding a particular point. With that having been said, we'll continue in our Gemara. We're going to continue with the point in the geometric form, umoide ula. Ula, who was liberal as far as the issue of toyein v'chozer v'toyein, umoide ula, hecha di omar lei, where the original claim was as follows, shel avoisai v'loi shel avoisecha. It's my father's and not your father's, where in his original claim he precluded any possibility of it being the other fellow's father's. So he'd be wasting his time if he tries to say, well, it really was your father's. Then he'd be clashing outright with his original claim, the Einoi Toyein V'chozer V'toyein. And just like we had a little aleph under with the associate with the word Hecha, the line just before, that was one case where Ula would be Modeh. Notice a little base here. This is a second case that he will be Modeh. V'hecha davikoi beidina v'lo toan. Another case where a fellow was appeared in court and he didn't make any tainus. He was silent. V'osa me'avroi v'toan, and outside of Bezdin, he then issued claims, Einoi choizer v'toyein. We're not going to listen to him. My taima. Why? Why not? Answer, Tanose agmire. People outside of Bezin apparently coached him in what to say. Namely, it wasn't the truth, but rather it was the result of coaching. There's a Rashbam found three lines before it becomes wide. The Rashbam says, Umoidi nami ula kol hecho davikoi beidina v'lo toan tikun dvar marishonim. Where a person was standing in Bezin and he didn't say anything to repair, to explain his original claims. What happened again? He appeared in Bezin and said something and didn't win on that original claim. And then he appeared a second time in Bezin and remained silent, not explaining, re-explaining his original claim. Walked out of Bezin and then reappeared. And so the Rashbam concludes, She'enu chozer v'toyein, hecho de makrishon k'tzas. Even though it's a case of makrishon k'tzas, which before Ula would have accepted, but since there was this intervening period where he was outside of Bezdin, and only then returning and offering his re-explanation, that's not acceptable. We say he was coached. Continuing in the Gemara, Umodu Nahardoi, Hecha di Omarle Shel Avosai, Shelokhua me Avosecha, the Chozer Vitoye. What's the case? His original claim was, it belongs to my fathers. He appeared again in Beis Din and said, it belongs to my fathers who bought it from your fathers. In this case, he's not contradicting whatsoever what he originally said. In such a case, Nardoi will allow him to be Chozer V'Toyei. A second case that Nardoi will be Moidetu, V'Hecha, De Ishtoi Mili Avroi Lebezdin, Philotoan, of a fellow who was confronted outside of Bezdin and didn't say anything. V'Oso Lebeidino V'Toan, and then came to Bezdin and made claims, the Chozer V'Toye, that if his first encounter was an encounter outside of Bezdin and he remained silent, and then appeared in Bezdin and started to talk, he's able to do that. My time, oh. Why? Answer, Ovid Inish delo megali tanose elo lebei dina. It's common for people that until they're in an official judgment situation, they don't reveal all their cards. Namely, when they're outside and it's not official judgment time, they're not going to reveal all of their claims and then give a chance for the others to learn what he's planning to say and prepare counter arguments. Omar Amemar, Ano Nahardo Ano. I am from the Nahardo school and I disagree with them. Usvirali, the Toyin Vechozer Vitoyin. Notice we have an arrow between the Rashi and Gemara text. This points, you have to scan the page to find a parallel arrow. Notice above the line with the arrow, and notice Nahardoi appears there. And that's what this line is referring to. I am from Nahardoi as well. There, they said, Eino Toyein V'Chozer V'Toyein, and I disagree with them on that case. And I hold, like Ula, that the Toyein V'Chozer V'Toyein. The Gemara continues, V'Hilchasa, Toyein V'Chozer V'Toyein. That even though there's this element of Makhisham K'tsas, where the original claim was it was my father's, and then the fellow acknowledges really was your father's, but I was somech on, I was reliant upon the land as if I got it from my father's, but that's okay. Continuing in the Gemara, Ze Oimer Shel Avoisai Ve'achalte Shnei Chazoka. V'ze omer shel avosai. Hai aisi sahadi. One of them brings witnesses de avosai v'ochlo shnei chazoka. He brings witnesses on the two counts. V'hai aisi sahadi de'ochlo shnei chazoka. Another fellow brings witnesses that he was there for chazoka years. So, how do you deal with such a controversy, such an argument? Amar Rav Nachman, Uki Achila Lebahadi Achila, pit the Chazaka claims one against the other. V'uki Ara Becheskas Avosa. Let the Chazaka claims cancel each other out, and give it to the fellow that brought witnesses that it was his father's.
Omale Rava. Rava disagrees with the psak of Rav Nachman. Veha edus mukheshes hi. We have witnesses that have been contradicted. We have one set of witnesses that are, what are they saying? They're saying it was his father's and he had it for years of chazakah. Well, that set of witnesses, those people, are contradicted. That's called edus mukheshes. We'll take a look at the Rashbam, the lower part of the page. Ha'edus mukheshes, kevan dahani shnei kitois. These two sets of witnesses, makrisho zuazu, achas mehen psula l'chol edus sheba'olam. One of them, one of those groups, one of those sets of witnesses are liars. They're people willing to lie. And as such, they're of no value to any case, any testimony. V'acharei she'ein levarer ezo hapsula. And I don't know which one are the liars. Tipot eleidusam legamri. Just dismiss them completely. The Gemara continues. Amale, Rav Nachman, who was willing to say on the particular points there's cancellation, and as far as the Ovos issue, that particular piece of information was not countered. He says, Nehi de iskachish ba'achilosa, ba'avosa mi iskachish. True, there was contradiction with regard to the chazoka issue. However, as far as father ownership is concerned, was that information contradicted? So we see that Rav Nachman seems to emphasize points of information, whereas Rava seems to emphasize the people involved. Are these people liar type people? Whereas Rav Nachman was asking, is this information contradicted? That having been said, the Gemara raises a question. It's a lame question. You notice there's a vertical dashed line beginning with a shin, a she'ila. We want to ask a question, and we have a note on the outside margin, the nose, Nisoyon v'hashvois machloikis Rav Nachman v'rova l'machloikis Rav Huna v'Rav Chisda. We're going to attempt to parallel the machlokis between Rava and Rav Nachman with machlokis of earlier Amoroim, Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. Gemara asks, Leimo Rava v'Rav Nachman beflukta de Rav Huna v'Rav Chisda komifligi. That they parallel a machlokis, machlokis that existed between Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. De Itmar, Shnei Kitei Edim, Hamakrishois zu ezu. They have a particular case, a particular event, where there are two sets of witnesses, two against two, and they're contradicting each other on that particular case. Omar Rav Huna, zu ba'a b'fnei atzma umi'ida, v'zu ba'a b'fnei atzma umi'ida. How about either one of these sets of witnesses testifying independently in another case? True, in this case they are makrish one another, but what about these two guys, either one of these sets of witnesses testifying in some independent case? Rav Huna says, fine, we can accept them. In other words, we're not going to machzik them, consider them tussle because we happen to have a suffix. I say, I don't know which group is lying, therefore I'm going to blacklist them. I'm going to render them no good for any testimony. That's not Rav Huna's approach. Rashbam, across from here, says, Zu bo b'fnei atzma umi'ida b'sha'ar edios sheba oilam. Because I don't know who is posel, I therefore will consider them to be posel. And we don't say that. And we allow them to testify independently in other cases. V'Rav Chisda Omar, V'Hadi Sadi Shakri Lomali, what do I have to deal with lying witnesses? And therefore, Rav Chisda holds, they cannot testify in any other case. The Rashbam, Bahadi Sadi Shakri Lomali, Velo Yoidu Oid, Bishum Edus Ba'oilom. Why? The Uki Mamona Achazke, Velo Totsieno Misofik. If they were to appear, either one of these two sets were to appear in some other case, case concerning a loan, is Reuven chayav to pay Shimon. Now I have a doubt about the truthfulness of these guys. I don't know, maybe they were the lying ones. And they're going to testify in some other case that Reuven owes Shimon money. What's the Rashbam saying here? We leave the money where it is. Well, if Shaila was, does Reuven owe Shimon the money? We leave it in Reuven's possession, the money. But lo titzi enemy sofik. I'm not going to extract the money from Reuven because I have a suffix. Shemo Adam Sula. Maybe these guys are apostle. That having been said, as far as Shitas Rav Huna and Rav Chisda, what is the tie-in to Rav Nachman and Rava? The Gemara says, Lema Rav Nachman, who was willing to say on the issue of the contradiction regarding the chazokah, those points of information cancel each other out. But as far as what was said, as far as father ownership, that we accept. So we see that Rav Nachman is accepting. Who did we see between Rav Huna and Rav Chisda to be accepting? We found Rav Huna to be that way. So Lemo Rav Nachman di Omar ki Rav Huna, the Rava who was not accepting. He said, you've got liars here, throw them out. So we don't accept any aspect of the testimony. And so Rava Kirav Chisda, who also said, we cannot accept either one of these sets in any other case. So what did we choose to try to do? We try to parallel and associate Rav Nachman with Rav Huna and Rava with Rav Chisda. The Gemara says, lo, don't draw the lines like that. Aliba de Rav Chisda kulei alma lo pligi. As far as the machlokis between Rav Nachman and Rava, those two, Rav Nachman and Rava, will agree that Rav Chisda, who passled these two witnesses, either one of the witnesses, even for an outside case, certainly would passel in our case. Okay, so between Rava and Rav Nachman, there's agreement that Rav Chisda would passel completely in our case. Ki pligi, Rava and Rav Nachman, aliba de Rav Huna. They are arguing within Rav Huna. Could they fit into Shitas Rav Huna? Rav Nachman ki Rav Huna. He is the easiest to parallel, just like Rav Huna was accepting these two witnesses in outside cases. So, too, Rav Nachman was willing to accept part of their information, namely the testimony that it was one side's father's. V'Rava, what does he say about his being associated with Rav Huna? He says, "Ant kan lo koma Rav Huna, elo li edus acheres." Rav Huna, who was accepting, he was accepting only in so far as outside testimony, testimony concerning an unrelated case, where we had two contradictory witnesses in case A. either one of them could serve as legitimate witnesses in case B. Avol le'oisa edus lo. Rava is telling us that even Rav Huna would agree with my psak that in this particular case, if there's contradiction at hand, even Rav Huna would agree we throw them out completely and not accept the information concerning fathers. The Gemara goes on. Hodar Aisi Sadi the Avose he. The fellow that Rav Nachman caused to lose, who did Rav Nachman cause to lose? The fellow who had witnesses only as far as Chazokah, because on the Chazokah point, he was canceled out. So what happened? The fellow who had witnesses concerning Chazokah plus father, true, the Chazokah information had been canceled with the Rav Nachman, but not father information. So, stage one, the fellow who brought witnesses covering fatherhood as well, he was the winner. What happened? The fellow that lost now brought witnesses that the land was his father's. Omar Rav Nachman, Anan Achtine, we allowed him to enter the land, namely the first guy who had witnesses on the two points of information. And now this, as in light of this new development, Hanan Maskinole, we are going to take him out of the possession he was granted. And we're going to say, being that we have no way of solving the case based on testimony, let the stronger man win. Let them fight it out. That's an expression called the Olim Gvar. The stronger one will win. Lezilusa de Beidino lo chayshinan. And as far as the impression given to the public that based in are wavering, that they can't, that decide one thing one day and then change their decision another day, and that could create a sense of zilzul bezin in the eyes of the public, lo chayshinan. I'm not worried about that. Therefore, I'm willing to have Beis Din assign him the field, and the same Beis Din take it away from him. At this point, we notice a long question. The question lasts a number of lines, as is signified by the vertical dashed line between the Rashi and the Gemara, beginning with a kuf, kushya, a long question. Mosiv Rava. The topic at hand is, are we choshesh for zilzul Beis Din? Up till now, we saw Rav Nachman taking the position that we're not choshesh for that. Mosiv Rava, Vitema Rebbe Zira, he is going to bring a source that seems to indicate we should be choshesh for zilzul Beis Din. The general topic this source deals with is, can we allow a woman who was known to be an Eishes Ish remarry based on information that we hear from witnesses, either that she was divorced or maybe her husband died? Here's the case. Shnayim Oimrim Meis, Ushnayim Umrim Lo Meis. Two witnesses say the husband's dead. Two say no. Shnayim Umrim Nizgarsha, Ushnayim Umrim Lo Nizgarsha. Another case where two witnesses say she was divorced, and two say she was not divorced. Harezu Lo Tinose. We're not going to allow her to marry a new man. Let's not forget, she had been known to have been a married woman. Im Nises, let's say she went ahead and got married anyway, Lotetse, we won't insist that she leaves the second fellow. Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yossi Oimer,
Teitse?
Well, if she married a second guy, let's not forget that her marriage to the second guy, at best, is a matter of doubt. We knew she was an Eishes Ish. We knew she was a married woman, that she is currently able to marry a second, that she's free to marry a second man, is at best a point of doubt. So she has to leave the second guy. Amar Rabbi Nachman Rabbi Yossi, Eimosai ani oimer teitse, under what circumstances do I say she must leave the second fellow? Bizman shebo edim, the achar kach nises. Under what circumstances that the witnesses that claim she's still an Eishes Ish, namely that those witnesses testify he's not dead or she was not divorced, when did they come? They came before she remarried. However, avol nises, let's say she married based on witnesses that said he died. So what did she hear? She heard he died. She then went ahead and got married. V'achar kach bo edim, and then came witnesses that he's still alive. Hare zu lo teitse, we won't tell her to leave the second guy. Why not? Because we're choshesh for zilzul based in. Here, she got married legitimately, based on the testimony that he's dead. Right? The two witnesses came, said he's dead, or she's divorced. She went ahead and, with the strength of based in, with their approval, she went ahead and got married. What, are we going to come along and tell her because there's some kind of doubt that's arisen to leave? No. We're choshesh for zilzul based in. So you see here, from a Tanaic source, that we should be choshish for zilzul besdin. Hence, a kasha on Rav Nachman. Omarle. After Rav Nachman was confronted with this question, he says, Ano savri lemevet uvda. I thought to paskin and not be choshish for zilzul besdin. Namely, what was his psak? Originally he gave it to the guy that had the avosai testimony, and then when the second guy brought his avosai testimony, his father testimony, he was going to take it away from the first guy and not be choshesh. So he tells us that I thought to act on my psak, to act, to paskin, to carry out my psak. Hashto di oisidho son at. But now that you are attacking me, or you're proving against me, the Oisvan Rav Hamnuna Besurya, and likewise Rav Hamnuna in Surya attacks me, Lo Avdinon Bo Uvda, I'm not going to act on my psak. Nofak Ovad Uvda, Rav Nachman walked out and he acted on his original thinking. Namely, it was not choshesh for zilzul beisdin. Man dechaza savar ta'usa hi biyodei. One who saw this thought that when he removed the guy from the land, thought he's making a mistake. Veloihi. He wasn't making any mistake. Elo mishum detalya ba'ashli ravervi. Rather, he was supporting himself based on great trees or great ropes, namely great sources. He had on whom to rely. As you can see in the Gemara, there at this point begins a long point. There's a nun that's circled between the Gemara and the Tosfos text, indicating nekuda, a point. We call it a long point. The long point continues to more than halfway down the Aflamet Bezom at Aleph, and the point is to bring out these sources on whom Rav Nachman was able to rely that say not to be choshish for zilzul bezdin. On the side of the Gemara we have something called Tatnose, a sub heading. Namely, we're part of a large, a general sugya, meaning the sugya concerning Chayshina Zilzul Besdin. And within this sugya, we have a long discussion, and it's noted, Lahazbir Machlokes Tanoim Be'inyan Ha'Loas Koyein Al Pi Eid Echad. Again, I read, Lahazbir Machlokes Tanoim Be'inyan Ha'Loas Koyein Achrei Shepikbeku B'Kashuso. Can we restore a Koyein after a doubt concerning his kashrus arose based on the testimony of one witness? Alright, that's the topic that is at hand. But since this point is developed by going through the Gemara all the way through the next Amud, more than halfway, it would be reasonable to pause at this point and conclude our shiur for today with the anticipation of finding out next time based on whom was Rav Nachman relying when he said, I'm not going to be choshish for Zilzul Besdin, and acted thereupon. Ad kan.